said, Houston, go ahead with your description of the horizon, and we'll be breaking into you as soon as we can get back with Yankee Clipper. We've lost comm temporarily.
Okay. There are, blocks in this crater that I previously mentioned. When I look through the binocular, everything has a pure white spot. These big, blocky boulders look pure white. Now, some of them are really big. And when I say big, I'm talking 8, 10, maybe 20 feet. Some on the horizon. Gotta be 20 feet in front.
Intrepid Houston, your comm is breaking up slightly.
We were laughing about that ourselves. Okay, Houston, I'm back on the air again, and just a general comment about all these blocks and the surrounding terrain. As, at first glance out of the spacecraft, I can distinguish absolutely no color difference in anything. About the only difference is looking cross-sun versus down-sun. I'm sure that some of these blocks have different colors and different textures, but from here, viewing from the spacecraft, they don't appear that way. Looking at all the materials on the horizon and the blocks on the horizon, they all appear to be of the same material, and they all appear to be pure white. Now, it's got a pretty low sun angle, and I'm looking at them at a low angle, so they have varying other colors, but binocular, they all appear white. They're all very blocky. They said the size goes all the way up to, I'm guessing, 20 feet. A couple of big ones on the horizon.
Roger, Intrepid.
Intrepid, Houston. Intrepid, Houston. Intrepid, Houston.
Go ahead.
Intrepid, in order to pin down your location a little bit better, would you try to give us the location with respect to the LEM, that is distance and angle from the, your Z-axis of the large blocks which you have in, on the horizon, and also the large craters, that is craters roughly 20 foot in diameter or larger, that is slightly larger than LEM shadow width. Also, we ought to press on here fairly quickly as we are getting a little bit behind our timeline.
That's what we think too. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'll give you a quick description here, and then we're going to get ready, and when we get out, we'll take the TV and show you the craters, and I think you'll have a pretty good handle on it. Generally, right now, we're sitting on a, not a level surface, but we don't see any particularly high hills either. It's just sort of a, like an undulating plain. You can see quite far in all directions. There doesn't seem to be any particularly high objects, such as mountains or high hills or anything like that. It interferes with the view. The only features that are obvious besides the rolling country that we're on is the blocky rim craters that are visible in almost every direction. Some of them are quite close, some of them are far away. We got one of them, for example, at 12 o'clock, beaten sides about 2,000 or 3,000 feet away, that if it didn't have any large boulders on it, and have a pretty nice raised rim, perhaps maybe even up to 10 feet high raised rim, we wouldn't be able to see it. I guess the diameter of that crater must be on the order of 6,700 feet at the 12 o'clock. We've got a number of more weathered craters around us, for every size, from one that's just outside the window here at 2 o'clock, 15 feet. It's about 6 feet in diameter and about 3 feet deep, all the way up to one that I see over at the 1 o'clock position. It doesn't have a particularly raised rim, but it looks like it could have a diameter in the order of 400 feet, 500 feet. The there are many rocks that are scattered around on the surface, most of them are partially buried. And as they're buried, you can see that there are little silicates of dirt that is built up around almost all of them. And I can't tell, of course, whether it's only from this direction or not, but all these rocks seem to have the same characteristics, whether they're small or large. One interesting feature that is directly at our 12 o'clock, about 20 feet, is a whole surface area that's a bit different from the rest in the fact that it's got sort of parallel lines or parallel trenches or skin trenches, perhaps an eighth of an inch deep, and running what would be north to south to us, and you can see it from about my 2 or 3 o'clock position all the way over in the peach window. The left seems to some sort of forces apparently cause these traces to be made in the surface. I don't think it was our engine because, as I say, they're perpendicular to the lines that our engine would have made. We'll be able to get a better look at that when we get out, of course, and we'll also be able to use that close-up stereo camera on it and get some good pictures of it.
Roger, Intrepid.
Yeah, one, he'd also pointed out that there doesn't seem to be any possibility here of seeing anything like a contact between different colored surfaces. There may be a chance to notice some contacts or different materials by looking at the texture. For example, that area that I described is directly in front of the limb that has those north-south lines on them. But other than that, there's it just looks like one uniform surface with many, many craters in it. There's no immediately apparent white rim craters near it. Most of the ones that I can see out my window don't have a raised rim at all. They don't have any particular elongation. They seem to be, just from glancing at them, about the same texture as the area surrounding them. I think you're going to like this place, though, Houston, because we can see in the not too far distance some pretty nice sized rocks that are on the edges of craters that we suspect could be bedrock from below the regolith here. And, well, I guess we'll have to get outside and find out how far we can move and how fast so that we know which ones of these we can visit. It looks like there's going to be some good places out here to the west with the Alcep. And I think in general that this, we're going to be able to gather a lot of good information from where we are. This is a lot better surface, I think, than Peter and I had imagined before we got here. It looks like we're going to be able to move around pretty well, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of different types of samples lying about. So I think probably with that, we'll go ahead and start rigging out.
Roger, Al, is an excellent description. Before we hustle on here, could you give us one quick answer? That is the distance of the 400-foot crater, which you see at 1 o'clock.
Roger, I'd say it's about 500 feet, and it runs from about my 12:30 to my 2 o'clock position. It doesn't look like it has any particular blocks on the rim. I think we'll be able to pinpoint ourselves pretty well when we get out and look behind us a little and maybe walk over to one of these craters. Also, Houston, I landed not 20 feet behind me. If I steer around the corner of the window here, I'm right on the edge of another great big crater. It falls away at a I'm going to say 10 degrees slope at least right behind us. We're right on the edge. We're going to type past a fairly large crater, I'd say 300 to 400 feet in diameter, which means it's very keen that I'm going to pass something that up there when I came in from the landing, but it's going to down like here around the back. Now, I was going a lot steeper slope than I am if I was back of that.
Roger, Intrepid. That'll give us a lot to work with while you're in the EVA prep. We're standing by.
Go.
I'm sorry, Houston, say again. We were talking.
Intrepid, that'll give us a lot to work with while you're in your EVA prep. We're standing by for that now.
Okay, I guess the next thing is I got to do PO6 and power down the IMU if y'all concur.
Intrepid, go ahead. We're ready for the power down.
Roger. Go ahead. Houston crew status report, no medication, PRD for the commander 11018, to the LMC 04019.
Roger, Intrepid. Intrepid, Houston.
Tell.
Say, Al, it sounds as though your cold has cleared up considerably. Have you, can you give us the... Sounds as though your stuffed head has cleared up considerably. Could you give us the last time at which you took the Accuphead?
Roger, took the Accuphead just before we put our helmets on prior to DOI. I don't recall exactly what that time was. And it started clearing up along about TDI time, and I think being in this gravity field right here is helping it a bit. It allows it to drain. As you say, I don't have any cold, it just seems to be a little bit stuffy.
Roger, Al, thank you.
Houston, what time are we scheduled to go out for EVA?
Stand by, Pete. Intrepid Houston, you're scheduled for cabin depress about 1 hour from now. That's 1:14:20.
Okay, Houston, I got you on 1420. Thank you.
Roger.